be Aveo today. What a beautiful place it's been. And can't believe that 12 months ago it was the official opening. And here we are again. James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to see you again and have you back here.
Thank you. I'm so glad I got the invitation and I would not turn it down. It's even my daughter's birthday today, so I was like... Yeah.
So it was my wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, so you're lucky.
Yeah, you're lucky. Both made a few close
I must say, your jacket is just, we can't see it because we're talking, no visuals, but it's amazing. The pink idea is beautiful. We'll catch up on that a bit later in the content. 12 months, my goodness, so much has happened.
Yeah.
How many more residents have you got? I think we had seven at that time.
Yeah, I think we've crossed the 20 mark now. I think what we're really starting to see 12 months on is, this community is getting its personality.
Okay.
And that's more than anything else. That's the most exciting thing to see.
Yes.
Look, this is an amazing building. The bricks and mortar, the design, the units, the aspect, everything about this is just absolutely first class.
Yes.
But the heart and soul that turns from being a building into someone's home is the people that live in it and the staff that live in it.
True.
And what we've seen over the last 12 months is really... the people, the human element coming together, where we've gone from being a beautiful building to a beautiful home. And I don't think we can, I don't think we can underline that point enough, where you always feel, I certainly do, and I hope you do as well,
I
coming
do,
back here.
Absolutely.
You feel welcome.
Yeah,
you always feel welcome.
Yeah. I actually came in here one day afterwards thinking I could come have a cup of coffee.
Yep.
And she said, we're not quite open for the outsiders yet. Oh, no. But it was just lovely. You know, I could walk through the building, though, and although I didn't get my cup of coffee. And I must say, the building's become a landmark. So anybody looking for directions, if you say, oh, yes, that funny kind of looking building on the corner, and that's where you must be. So it's become a landmark as well. And I think as time goes on, it will be more and more a topic of conversation, if it's not already, and just residents in the area. Because, look, it's a hard job giving up your home for what... That residence we just heard there, you know, after losing her husband, it's hard. But how welcome. I was so impressed when she said how welcome she felt. So I'm sure that must make a big impact on you trying to find more people to come into it. And knowing that the residents here already, how happy they are.
I think if you talk to any of the residents that are living here at the moment, to be honest, they've all got similar stories.
Right.
You know, they've all decided to move at certain points in their life that have been, you know, triggered by something. And it's traumatic.
Yeah.
It's hard to move whether you're, you know, 35 or 65.
Yes, yeah.
Packing up your home, your memories, and moving and downsizing or moving suburb or moving away from the family home, it's tough. And I think one of the things that we've got here that really I'm proud of, and I think that Aveo's proud of, is the team on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a team on the ground that go out of their way, not just to take a deposit and make sure you move in, but to make sure that when you move in, you already feel like you're part of a family, that you've met the residents, you've met your neighbours, you've been to some events, you've been to some functions, you've seen some people. You've got Ashley and Alistair are unbelievable in helping you get ready for the move and the big day.
Wow.
And then Emma and the team, Emma the community manager, the way they go over and above helping you settle in, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and I think it's good, like when we came, that was the team here then, and that team is still now. When you build that confidence and trust in people is what's important, because like you say, it's not hard enough to move, pack up your home and move, but it's also to know where you're going. At least you've got support and people that can truly help you in that move as well.
Absolutely.
It is certainly a lovely building. I haven't had a tour yet. I'm hoping to get one still. Not today, because I've got to get home. But this pink jacket, and it's really interesting. Tell me about the pink jacket.
So
it actually reflects on you.
as a redhead, it's really hard to pull off the colour pink, I have to say. I'm wearing pink in the month of October, like many of the Aveo staff and residents are for Project Pink.
Right.
It started 4 years ago. And what it was a fundraising exercise to keep the doors open for a research project, which is being funded by the PA Research Foundation. It was research into triple negative cancer cells, which is commonly found in breast, head and neck cancer. The first year we had an amazing success with $70,000 raised, and that actually kept the research going for another 12 months.
Okay.
And then we did it again, and we raised $150,000, which honestly, it just blew us all
That's
away.
That's crazy.
And the stories that came out of that were amazing, and then Aveo matched a dollar for dollar. And then we did the exact same last year, very similar dollar figure, and over the 3 years we've raised over $700,000, where we've taken this research from being a project where they're trying to test a hypothesis to being tested on lab rats, to being tested on people, to now going into production with pharmacies. So it's been a real journey, and the real pride isn't just from the fact that everyone gets behind it. It's from we've gotten behind something that's got an outcome, so we can actually tell our residents, this is what you've done.
Yeah, and I mean, cancer is so real. And some of those residents might even be affected or know somebody that knows somebody. So there's a heart and soul in what you've done. And the outcome is just amazing.
It's funny you say that. Just after we finished inside, I had a lady come up to me, and her first question was, why that research? Why triple negative breast cancer? And I looked at her and she said, it's what I had.
Oh,
so just in telling that story in that room of 100 people,
you just don't
someone just came out and it meant something to her. And another lady walked out and she had a tear in her eye because she's only a new resident, and she now realizes that she's in a community.
She's part of that.
She's part of that story. Like, how amazing is that to be able to tell people
Absolutely.
That you're part of not just raising funds, but you're out of funds that have given an outcome and hope to people.
And I must say, in the area of the hills, that is such an important part, because everybody here works together with every charitable organization. So if you're doing anything, we at Alive would certainly love to know, so that we can share it, because I mean, our station, I must say, we got a lot of the local residents listening, and hearing something like that would go, that's where I want to be, that's the people I want to be connected with. James, it's amazing what you've done. It's just great, and I know family commitments and all that, and you put so much time into it. The people here are happy, lots of smiles, just because of, from the top down, everybody cares. So thank you for caring and spending some time with me this afternoon.
No, thank you very much. More importantly, thank you for coming back to see their home.
Our pleasure. And I'm sure this is going to be the next 6 months, and it's going to move so fast, and you might be back here because it's just grown, exploded.
Don't wait 6 months. You're welcome back anytime.
Okay, lovely. Thank you, James.
Thank
it's been great
much.
To see you. And that gin out there is just amazing.
The gin's fantastic.
Absolutely. Shh. Okay, thank you, James. Catch you next time.